Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to know like a little bit more matchup specific stuff, but I also want to know, watching in Kansas City, what did Chiefs fans want? Did they want the Bills or did they want the Ravens? Like, who was there an opponent that they would have rather played or felt more comfortable playing?
So if you ask me, who has absolutely nothing to do with what transpires on the field on Sunday, yeah. I wanted Buffalo selfishly, A, because of the relationship that we have, obviously, with you guys. But I think that these two teams, when you look at it, Buffalo and Kansas City, have a lot, like I said, a lot of mutual respect. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes actually seem to have a genuine relationship. They really respect each other's game and constantly have so much just, you know, speak so highly of each other whenever they talk on the podium. When you guys mentioned it in the intro, just the amount of chirpiness you get from the Ravens organization. Oh, yeah. And that's them. That's Baltimore. And that's what they stand by and live by. But it's almost like a little bit of disrespect. And that's why I selfishly wanted Buffalo, because whatever comes out of it, and I'm going to say this, and I hope that no one in Kansas City ever sees this interview, I'm with whoever goes to the Super Bowl, because a better team will advance to the Super Bowl. So whoever that happens to be on Sunday, great. Now, if the Chiefs were playing the Ravens, I'd be pissed if the Ravens went on Super Bowl, just because
you already have three of them. You can share the wealth a little bit there, Haley.
I told you multiple times in the postseason, I said, take it. I'm tired. I want a break. Take the game. And there were many times when I thought it was going to happen. I even texted you in the post, press box. And I was like, okay, this is y'all's year. This is going to happen.
Yeah. Sal, this has happened multiple times. Like 13 seconds, we were probably 20 feet away from each other. And I think it was like, I can't believe this is happening.
You're the one. You're the reason.
But you know what though? I won't divulge or give any secrets or anything, but I was getting things coordinated for our trip to Kansas City coming up later this week. And I was talking to some friends there and they said the exact same thing. They were like, hey dude, we hope that after this game, we have the rest of the season off. I'm like, that's crazy to me. I was like, covering a Super Bowl sounds really fun, but I guess if you've done it four times in the last 5 years,
there's Super Bowl coverage fatigue. Wow. I mean,
apparently.
It's a little bit silver spoon in the mouth. I mean, I am showing my privilege as I say this, but I will be happy if Buffalo goes on, because Buffalo has been such an incredible, they've done such a great job. It seems like Allen has really found his flow with the offense. And honestly, all in all, it's been a fun team to watch objectively, but you know, whatever happens, happens.